are
back, baby.
Yes, sir.
Episode 3.
Season
3.
We're going back in time, yo.
Season 3. Yo. No, season 3 times 2.
There you go.
Let's go. Let's get it.
Episode 3.
Let's go.
We in it.
Yes,
we
sir.
Back. Took a little week off, but we back.
Yeah, hey, you know what? It's that time of year. Everyone's getting sick and shit.
Man, it's wild. Team is dropping like flies, man. And we had like a work party.
Yeah.
And then, everyone is just sick after, right? So,
yeah.
It is what it is, man. But we back. We in it. The weather, it's rainy, but like it's 10 degrees,
Important.
So,
you already know what it is.
It was 15 degrees earlier today. We're living through some interesting times, man. But
hey, we're on the cusp
sunny,
of like.
It's getting better.
Totally.
You know?
It's the type of year where it's like, oh, man, it's nice and sunny to start the day.
Yeah, yeah.
End the day with some rain.
Yeah.
I mean, like, all right, sounds good, I guess.
Take what you can, you know? It's better than snow. It's better than it being freezing cold. So
exactly.
I'll take it.
We're on the cusp of like, like the shittiest effects and the shittiest part of climate change right now. Like we're just about to get there. Hey, this isn't so bad.
Can
terrible.
Hold off for a little bit more. I got some plans, man.
Yeah,
don't ruin it yet.
Climate change is like, hey, you guys got maybe a couple more years left before shit starts to get real, real fucking bad.
Before a tsunami hits Toronto and shit, you know?
Yeah, like, we're not bad. We're in a good position. And then,
we take it day by day over here, okay?
Yes, sir.
We take it day by day. What have you been up to, Malik? What's the highlight?
Oh, man. Honestly, straight up.
Chilling.
It's been been a grind the last little bit, man. I feel like the winter months have been like kind of like a bit of like a rolling cadence of just like work, gym, you know, get yourself in order, you know what I mean? I feel like I made it through the winter by like committing to my goal of like trying to get to the gym pretty much like every day.
There you go.
Or every other day at very least. So feeling really good. But takes a lot of time, man. It's a huge time commitment to do
gym?
Between working long hours, committing to that, and like balancing your life out. It's like, you know, it can be kind of tricky, but
it's kind of weird. You just got to do that all the time, right?
Yeah, it's literally like, hey, like this is it. You know what I mean? Like I got home last night at 9:50 after work.
Yeah.
Came home, obviously didn't go to the gym, but like I made dinner at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, bro. I thought that I would have had maybe like another like, you know, at least an hour before I got to go to bed, but that's not the case. I find that my days just shrink. My days are like, wake up, start work all day, come home, you know, go to the gym, eat dinner, maybe have an hour, then go to bed.
Bro, and the thing is, like, just to get real for a moment, right?
Yeah.
Like, we have to take care of our health. Have relationships with family members and partners and friends, work, cook, you know, eat.
Yep.
All this shit every single day for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, man. It's depressing.
These are all good things, but like, how do you do them all?
Yeah, remember when we were in school, we were like, fuck, man, I have like one class today. I'm so stressed.
8 a.m. class. I'm like, oh.
You're like, dude, man. Yo. Like, I have like fucking, dude, today's crazy fucking day. It's so busy.
Yeah,
I have
I got
two classes this afternoon.
And one no frill shift in the evening, man. That's
this is tough, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's always funny to like look back in your life and be like, damn. That shit was so fucking easy.
It was nothing.
That was crazy.
Yeah,
it was nuts.
But now, like, the older you get, there's just always something.
Yeah.
And if there's nothing, it's because you're ignoring that thing.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you're bullshitting yourself.
You're ignoring something, right?
Yeah.
But that's life, right?
That's life, man.
That's life.
How about you? What's up?
I've been chilling, man.
Same old.
Yeah. No, it's always hard to remember what you do over the course of like 2 weeks. But something I did, man, last weekend, not the weekend that just passed, the weekend before that. Shout out to my boxing gym, United Boxing Club. They had like a weekend warrior event.
Okay.
So we did like a 5K run. We did yoga, and then we do the cold plunge.
Oof.
Which was, God, that was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The only way I can do it is if there's people around.
Yeah, like you're just like, I'm not doing this shit to my own.
Ego allows you to push through it, you know, and get through the 2 minutes. But yeah, it was fun, man. It's just like good to have that like community involvement. You're running with people around you. Me and the homies pulled up, so that's a great time. Got to pull you to the next one.
Okay.
Down. Hey, if you're down, man.
I'm about it, bro. I think the 5K might be a little tricky for me, but
you can do 2.5 as well.
I could probably do 2.5. Yeah. I could probably do 2.5. I've been on that bike, man.
There you go. So that's why I feel like you could do the 5 pretty easily.
Probably do it, but
yeah.
I actually want to like try that.
Yeah.
Hit me up next
time. I'll hit you up.
I'll be about it.
Let's go. We so a lot happened. Some stuff we can kind of cover.
Yep.
LeBron James.
Yeah. LeBron. Raymond James Sr.
Is it Raymond?
Himself. Yeah.
40,000 career points.
Yeah. Best of all time.
Yeah.
I felt Nike came out with a really dope ad about it.
I didn't see it.
It was like an Instagram post. It was like 40K.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's to represent the stats. It's like 40K points, 10K rebounds, 11K assists.
Yeah.
And it was like 40K plus 10K plus 11K equals one. And it just showed a picture of LeBron. So, like, being the only guy. I'm like, Nike hits, bro.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, yo. Like, you guys.
It's too easy for them, man.
Yeah, you guys did
like,
that.
Look at all they have available.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, you got to hit out.
You just market the best athletes in the world. Yeah. That was a really dope ad, man.
That's cool, man.
But all reality, like, incredible feat. Love LeBron, man.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll ever see a player like that ever again.
I was thinking that the other day.
I don't know.
I'm like, they probably said that about other players, though. Like, they probably said that about Michael Jordan. We'll never see someone like Michael, like Mike, right?
Yeah.
And LeBron isn't really, like, they have different styles entirely. But the idea of, like, winning that much or, like, that many points or that much dominance, like, will we see it again in 30 years? I don't know, maybe.
I'm not sure.
The way the human body, like, evolves and all that, will we see, like, you know, another
LeBron?
Let me
do the 10K and then we'll see. Let me do the 5K, we'll see where I end up. You know what I mean? LeBron, I'm coming for you.
Yeah. But, no, that's amazing. Always great to see that we can, like, witness it in real time, too, because this is stuff we're going to tell our, like, grandkids about, like, you saw LeBron score 40,000, and they're like, oh, my God.
Man, you know? I was just thinking about this the other day.
Yeah.
Pretty sure LeBron's, like, maybe, like, 6 years older than me.
What are you doing with your life, man?
I'm like, God damn, bro.
NBA players put age into perspective, and I hate it.
Oh, man, it's the worst. Yeah. I remember, like guys getting drafted. They're like, he's 19 years old coming out of this. I'm like, bro, he's 19.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm like.
Wemby would be what, 19?
Yeah, I think he's like maybe like 20.
Yeah.
Like Grady Dick from the Raptors. Yeah. I think he's 19 years old. I'm like, dude, I'm like 13 years older than him.
Yeah.
Like, when you think about it.
They're giants like, and they're millionaires.
Crazy,
they're millionaires in one day, too.
I know.
And you're
like,
God damn it, man. I got to do more, man.
Yeah. The thing is.
I got to hustle.
There's passions, passion points in life.
Yeah.
LeBron's playing basketball. I have to make the shareholders money. That's my passion.
That's my favorite meme right now, man. Bring the shareholders value.
Yeah, dude. If like, you don't.
Even if I'm sad or I'm sick, no, man, I got to hustle. Bring them shareholders value, bro.
Bullshit. People don't even see that.
To eat those to life, right?
Exactly.
I mean, speaking of money, we got Bitcoin hitting a record high amount. I think it's like, in Canadian dollars, I think it's like almost 90K right now.
Damn.
Which is
for
like,
one Bitcoin?
For one Bitcoin, yeah. Which, I mean, like, if anyone listening has invested in crypto, it hasn't been that high since 2021.
Which
it took a huge...
What was it before?
In 2021, it hit, like, maybe Canadian, like, 88K or something like that.
Damn.
And then it just dropped severely. Like, it went down to, like, 60K, 50K, 40K, and I'm panicking a little bit.
Yeah.
But now it's, like, jumping back up. And I will not pretend to know shit about why.
Right.
But I treat it like gambling, kind of.
Yeah, it kind of feels like it, bro.
Betting, but I'm in a little bit of crypto, you
exactly.
know?
Exactly.
So, you don't really mess with it, though.
Not at all.
Yeah, stay away.
I remember,
away.
Like, I was trying to open, like, a Wealthsimple, like, crypto account or whatever.
Yeah.
I got, like, halfway through. I'm like,
yeah,
I'm just not going to do this
shit. Yeah,
let me like,
do
fuck that shit, dude.
That money can go to something else.
Exactly.
Let me not do
like,
that.
I'm good, bro.
Yeah. But we'll see kind of how that turns out and if I become rich by the end of the year.
Yeah, if you do, buy,
something.
Buy something.
Yeah.
That's the punchline. That's the joke.
You know? One thing I want to do is a recap from the last episode where we ended and we were kind of curious about, like, what would be the top brands for Gen Z.
Yeah.
I tried to find, like, a good source on this. The closest I could find is, like, I want to compare Gen Z to millennials' favorite brands. So I want to find the same publisher pretty much. So Business Insider did a report in 2021, two separate articles. They did top brands for Gen Z that they surveyed and then top brands for millennials.
Yep.
So the top five for Gen Z in 2021, so it's a little outdated. Google, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, and Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A's just like, hey, no, I don't know why the fuck I'm here.
I don't know why we're here, but we're chilling, but man. We're people got to eat.
Yeah, hey.
Top brands for millennials, Apple, Nike, Amazon, Walmart, and Samsung. So, I mean, they're very similar.
Super similar.
And these are also just like the top 10 brands in the world for the most part, outside of Chick-fil-A. But
I'd be interested to understand like what the metric was behind that. Like, is it top brands like in terms of like brands that you can just think of off the top of your head? Top brands that like you are most favorable for?
Favorable. Or? So there was like a score they associated and they were ranking like 100 brands. And these were the top ones that came out. Again, this is 2021. Probably a little bit different today. I imagine TikTok is probably up there.
Yeah, probably.
Some other brands as well. But not really that different. I think in general, people are going to respect and pay attention to the top brands out there just in general.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, who's not going to love Apple? Who's not going to love... I'm surprised actually Meta is like Facebook is not on it, like Instagram.
Yeah.
That whole kind of trinity, you know?
That's legit.
Walmart's a little surprising, but... We're grown. We got a shop, you know?
Yeah, we got a shop. We got to eat.
And Nike. Shout out to Nike, man.
It's in the, Walmart's in the same category as Chick-fil-A was for the other one.
Yeah.
It was just like, hey, don't know why the fuck we're here, but
we out here.
We're vibing, bro.
Yeah.
Congrats, man.
But yeah, I mean, just to kind of do a little recap of what we had last episode, we have a few topics we want to get into. Yeah. They fit under
a theme. A strategic umbrella.
And here's how I want to approach it, you know? What I've dubbed the war on poor people.
Okay.
And this is multi-layered. There's a lot kind of to this, but I just think we're at a time right now. We've talked about on our podcast, right? Where it's like, you're like taxed so much for not having, you know, maybe it's not for being poor necessarily, but for not having a lot of money.
Yep.
There's just a lot of things from these corporations in terms of prices increasing, you know, the messaging that comes out, the insensitivity in the messaging, layoffs, all of this stuff. And it's just like, how the hell do I like get by?
Yeah. All while brands are trying to be human.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I find that's like the weirdest part.
Yeah.
It's like banks and, you know, like QSRs and all these other like companies that like are, you know, a necessity for everyday life. It's like, not to add QSRs, that was just the first thing I could think of.
But yeah,
I think you get my point.
Right.
But it's like, this brand spends so much time marketing themselves as like being like personable and like help you live a better life and you know, all this kind of stuff. But I'm like, in reality, I'm just like, man, you guys are like fucking absolutely just torching my wallet right now.
Gouging, yeah.
I'm just getting absolutely cooked.
Inflation through the roof. I think they said... it's gone up about 25% since 2020 on like items like, you know, regular items you need to live, right? Like groceries and like clothes and things like that. Like, it's just prices are more than ever and salaries are not even near.
Not even near. We were talking about this literally we talked about, right before we jumped on the podcast.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you're arm wrestling with your, you know, organization or your job.
Yeah.
To get, you know, a cost of living increase.
Cost of
living. I'm expecting a fucking 25% raise, by the way, on any of that.
Yeah.
Like, they call it a 2% raise or 3% raise or something like that. And you're like, I'm grateful for anything.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to say that it's like I'm unhappy with that by any means. And this isn't even about me.
Yeah.
But it's like, you
Let's
know,
wake up
it's almost like a slap in the face. It's like when you see like how like... the cost of living is skyrocketing seemingly every year.
Yep.
And you look at how much people are making. It's like a cost of living increase, a 2% raise on like a 55K salary for like a junior marketing role.
Brother.
Seriously?
What are you supposed to do?
Seriously?
I'm genuinely asking, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah. And continue to maximize shareholder value.
It all comes down to the shareholders at the end of the day.
Exactly, dude.
You know, because they need more money. And we have a few examples we want to get into.
Oh, it's just the thing is about this before we jump on.
Yeah.
It's like I've never seen things like this bad before. I remember like going to the grocery store downstairs. Yeah. I've said this for so many episodes. It's just it like blows my mind every single time.
How expensive.
Like to buy shampoo and body wash.
Yeah.
Shampoo, if you run out of both at the same time, $20. Easy $20 unless you're getting the sale.
Yeah.
And in that case, you're paying 15.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Imagine having a family.
Yep.
You know, you know what I mean?
There you go.
It's cheaper to buy. This is the most hilarious fucking thing. I was talking about this with my girlfriend the other day.
Yeah.
It's cheaper to buy an entire rotisserie chicken, an entire cooked rotisserie chicken,
yeah,
than it is to buy two chicken breasts that are raw and you have to cook.
That's crazy.
Isn't that the most insane thing that you've ever seen?
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that the craziest thing?
Like, how
it's
is it
cheaper
justified?
For me to, for me to purchase a cooked product, like a product fully that's already cooked. Done,
yep.
An entire goddamn chicken.
Then one I have to make myself.
Then two pieces of that that I have to cook myself. That's the craziest thing. Yeah. I can't.
That is pretty wild.
Isn't it? I'm like, bro.
It's I just want someone to explain this stuff to me.
I'm like, how does it make any sense?
Yeah.
How does it make any goddamn sense? I get that, like, I heard back in the day, my friends would go to, like, Thailand or Vietnam or any of these places. They're like, it's almost cheaper to eat out than it is to, like, that's go and do saying. Whatever. I'm like, that's sick. That's legit. Imagine if it was like that here.
Yeah.
I guess they've learned something.
It's getting like that.
But it's like, you know?
And it's not cheap in either scenario, but it's a little cheaper.
But it's scary to think about how things are going, because it's like, again, like, I by no means am someone who doesn't have a good salary. I make a good salary. I have a good job. I'm comfortable. Would I like to be saving a little bit more? Absolutely.
Sure.
But when I think about, like, my situation, I'm comfortable and I'm good. I have nothing to complain about, really.
Yeah.
But when you put yourself in the context of other people who are like, man, like, making, like an entry-level job is, like, I don't know, like, what is it now? Like, 40 to 45K in marketing.
Yeah, about 45.
Yeah, it's probably in that range.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do with that?
Bro, just picture if we were born later and we are just going to Humber now.
Yeah,
like, and we just graduated and getting our first job.
We'd be screwed. And we got,
I would not understand what to do.
Me too. It's like, okay, like, there are people that I know who work full time during the day and they have a part time job at night.
Yeah, man. It seems like you kind of have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to have some sort of, like, side income coming in because the main one isn't enough.
Yeah.
And I've been seeing so many videos over the last week of these job fairs, right? Where have you been seeing these videos?
No.
Where the line is like,
oh yeah, out the door.
Like, out the door for like five roles. And it's like, what is going on right now in the city, right?
Yeah, man.
In this country, you could probably say, but like, what is happening?
It's
cost of living, rent is through the fucking roof, and it's like people aren't making enough to survive.
Yeah, totally. And when you think about, like, how many condos are putting up in the city that are like cookie cutter fucking,
which, man, I'm like, who's buying this
shit? No,
I mean, yeah, there's a whole combo about foreign investors,
sure, but I'm like,
there can't be that many.
Who
else is actually living in these units?
Yeah,
like, I don't know anyone that can afford these units.
Like, who the fuck's buying this shit?
I have no idea,
straight
bro.
Up, who the fuck is buying this
I
shit?
I want to know. If somebody knows, man, let me know,
please. Let me know, because I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing for work?
You know what I mean? Because I'm like, god damn, dude. It's like there's an entirely, like, different spectrum of people who can, like, afford this shit, and people who are just like, you know, when I see, like, people in this neighborhood, like, I walk just up the street, and I see people in the neighborhood, like, coming out of their, like, little, like, almost like these, like, half houses that they have in this, like, area in Toronto, and they have, like, families walking around, like, they by no means are they dripped down in Gucci and Versace and all this kind of stuff. They look like regular people, but I'm like, you are part of, like, high society. You are extremely wealthy.
If like a full home, like,
with a child coming
floors.
In, I'm like, you are a.
I see a goddamn dog too.
Seriously,
goddamn.
I'm like, you must be a CEO or something like
what
that.
What are you guys doing?
You know what I'm saying? That's the craziest part. But let's get into it. This is a nuts episode already.
I mean, the first one is interesting because I want to talk about the different, like, emotions I had going through this, right?
Yeah.
So Wendy's, on their earnings call back in, like, February, the CEO announces that they want to get into dynamic pricing.
Sure. Like,
and people run with that, obviously. So it's like, it's going to come to stores in 2025. They're going to test it in the U.S. It's going to go with their, like, digital menu. They're, you know, they're replacing the physical menu with digital menus, and they want to implement dynamic pricing. That's kind of all he said, right? People kind of took that and the initial assumption was like, okay, dynamic pricing means up and down. Yeah. Dynamic would mean up and down. That's also another way to say like surge pricing, right? Yep. So if you think of Uber, it was raining today, Uber is a bit more expensive.
Yeah, when I tried to leave work,
yeah,
it was 40 bucks for an Uber.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow. My brother in Christ. Which like,
is, you'd usually be what, 10,
15? It'd be maybe 11 or 12 bucks.
There you go. Yeah.
So, which I have no problem paying. It's just like,
holy. The demand is there, so they increase the prices. So people ran with that in terms of like, you know, how they kind of publish the stories about it, news reports, things like that, of Wendy's is going to test dynamic pricing. So if you think of like a busy lunch hour, if you have a Wendy's near your office or something, does that mean that this sandwich that costs $2.50 is now going to cost $4.40 or something like that because there's a huge line? So a lot of backlash happened. The CEO comes out and he's like, no. I meant like we're only going to go down. So we're not going to go up. What we're going to do is like if it's not busy, so during our off-peak hours, we're going to lower the price a bit to incentivize people to come in and buy burgers. And the kind of sardonic view I have on it is like, is that really what it was? Or are you just doing this?
Because he's capping. Yeah, that's some bullshit.
Were you trying to be innovative, but now you're like walking it back because of the backlash? Or did he genuinely have the best interest of customers in mind to offer lower pricing as a marketing effort?
Oh, man, I just don't think that's going to be a thing.
Is this the war on poor people, or is this like, genuine?
We want to benefit people who don't have a lot of money. No, that's bullshit.
You know?
Because I'm like, man, imagine, picture this scenario.
Yeah.
You're starving. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. You really want something to just like, you know, something quick, something easy.
Yeah.
You know, you got a $5 in your pocket. Yeah. You're waiting in line. You're like, you know, I'm going to get a Baconator, spicy chicken sandwich, whatever it is from Wendy's.
Yeah.
You know, as a little treat. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You go in there, you're waiting in line, you're like, damn, this lineup's actually getting pretty crazy, what I mean? Man. Like, good thing I got here on time. Price. You get to the cash register, sandwich is 15 bucks now. Yeah. You're like, bro, what the
fuck? Like, I was right here.
I was like, damn, I was here before.
You're watching the ticker go up. Oh, that would be crazy.
You're like, shit, and you're like kicking people out of the store. You're like, get the fuck out of the store, bro.
You know, people are like, they're going to buy burgers on the low and then sell them.
And then sell them, yeah, like seriously.
Of course, the memes go crazy, right? People had a field day with it. But I'm just like, we don't need this, man. Let's just keep prices they are. If you genuinely are going to lower them, sure, maybe get into that. But, like, people just want, like, predictability, man.
Yeah, I would rather just them just, like, continue on the train of inflation here. You know what I mean? Like, I'd rather them just be, like, just increase the price subtly over the next little bit. And, like, whatever. Just do that instead of, like, charging me fucking 15 bucks for a goddamn fucking Dave's combo or whatever. Fuck. Yeah.
Or if you want to help people, just lower the prices in general. Don't do this dynamic up and down. I don't know what it's going to be today or tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, who's asking for that? You know what
they should do? They should make the cost for people who make a certain salary way higher. And then for people who are fucking broke, make it fucking free by all means.
Yeah. Because then it's like the workers. Are they getting dynamic pay as well?
Is it going up? No. Like, you know what I mean? You know those workers aren't getting shit. I think massive backlash from like the guy who had to spend 15 extra bucks on a Baconator.
Wild.
That's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I'm like,
we're innovating too much, man.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, I don't know what this, that's the best way to describe it. We're innovating in a way where you're like, bro, like this doesn't even make sense anymore.
No.
This is like somewhat, like, even with Uber doing this, like the surge price, I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, honestly, Uber one, man. Shit, like, we really shouldn't be letting that slide at
all.
You
know what
I
mean? Yeah. I'm like, I'm not doing this. Yeah. I'm not spending fucking $40, $35 for the same ride that it takes me because it's in higher demand. That's the whole point of this thing.
It's the war on poor people. Yeah, brother. Bro. I'm gonna keep saying that theme throughout the episode.
And it's like, and think about, like, you know, Wendy's is like not, you know, in the grand scheme of things, it's not the most expensive place. It's people probably go there for like a bit of value. Like it's an affordable meal for some value people menu. That like, you know what I mean? Or it's like, you know, you're not trying to spend an arm and a leg on a hamburger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's insulting. It's like, it's actually like deeply insulting to me that like you would be this arrogant to do something like this as a CEO or a leadership group. It's like, That's disgusting, man.
Man, it's what like, they should come out with is like, you know what? We're actually going to scrap this. We're going to take all the money we're going to invest to replace all the boards nationwide, and we're going to pay our employees a little bit more.
Yeah. Boom. Literally, why don't you just do that? Just pay your employees. That's marketing. Just say, oh, yeah. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, you don't need to advertise at that point. But you almost don't even need to advertise. It's like, hey, you know, every employee gets, you know, from $15 an hour to $20 an hour.
Boom.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Boom.
We're not doing it because the government is forcing us. We're not doing it because McDonald's is doing it.
We're doing it because we have so much fucking money that we have to think about dynamic pricing as like an option to rip people off even more.
Yeah.
If you're thinking about that, pay your employees $5 more.
Bam.
You know what I mean?
Bam.
Pay them.
Hey, man, if you think we're riled up on this one.
Oh, man.
Kellogg's. Hold up. Let's just have a pause for a second, man. The Kellogg's CEO.
Imagine being like the CEO of a cereal company. You know what I mean? It's like what type of importance do you have here?
You know? Having opinions. Yeah. Crazy. Anyways. The Kellogg CEO basically was talking about how, you know, inflation is up, families, you know, money is not going a long way right now. I think we all know that nationwide across the US, it is tough to feed families. It's tough to feed your family. And his suggestion for how to kind of mitigate this was families should actually consider having cereal for dinner. You know, instead of going out to restaurants or instead of cooking that expensive chicken you just mentioned, why not turn to the cereal that is pretty low price in the aisle and just have that for dinner as your meal instead?
Okay.
Good solution, Malik?
Okay. I'm going to unpack this one in a couple of different ways, and I'm going to try not to get pissed. Like, dude, okay. So extremely tone deaf, right? This is the example. This is a perfect example of like, and I said this before the episode.
Yeah.
Of a marketer spending so much money and a company spending so much money on advertising and marketing and trying to understand their consumer and trying to understand the subtle things that they can do to get people to pull their product off the shelf and put it in their shopping bag. That's like the thing. If you don't think that the people who are buying your product and the people who are potentially loyal towards buying fucking Rice Krispies are going to have a bad reaction to that comment, you might as well scrap your entire research budget. Yeah. You might as well just throw that out the window because you don't fucking get it.
Yeah.
You don't understand it. Other than just trying to fucking rip people off for more money.
Right.
That is an inhumane, almost dystopian view of how people consume products. People are in a critical position right now because they can't afford groceries. And by the way, that box of Rice Krispies.
Yeah, it's actually not cheap.
Yo, it's probably like a big box of Rice Krispies is probably like $9.
It is.
You know what I mean? 100%. $9.
Yeah.
You can buy that same chicken for $12. I'm just putting it out there. You can buy an entire chicken for $12.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're good to go. But like, I find that like marketers, and it's not even marketers, it's just like business people.
Business people.
Let's call it.
Yeah.
Just they can't put themselves in the mind of the consumer, but they try so hard desperately to through like a version of that person that they've created through data.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Through
the archetype of their customer.
Exactly. Yeah, what is my customer? Who is my customer? Yep. You know what I mean? But it's like if the moment that you strip people down to like data is like the moment where comments come out like this.
Yeah.
Where you're like completely removing any element of humanity of who these people are. You know what I mean? It goes to show that like you're only using data to represent your people, so it's artificial. The people who you're creating and constructing and like your segments and all this kind of stuff that you're creating through data are the ideal people to market to because those people don't exist.
Yeah.
Those people are just made up because you made them up.
Yeah. To fit those your narrative.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Those aren't real people. Real people can't eat fucking cereal for dinner. Yeah, I get it. Like on the offhand, if you're busy, whatever, you're a single person, you have no family to provide for, and you're like sometimes, or you're stoned, whatever it is, you just want to have a cereal for dinner. That is an anomaly choice that you will do, and that's totally okay. There's no issue with that.
Right.
But to suggest that like someone should even if you're joking about it, like you're not being like overly serious, and like you're trying to spin it as a way of like food's really expensive. our product, it has so many nutrients and things where like you can actually consider this for dinner. I remember there was an ad campaign that came out a number of years ago that was like, eggs for dinner. Have eggs for dinner. It's not as weird as you think.
Right. And you're like, a joke type.
Kind of a joke, but it's legitimate. Like there are benefits to having eggs for dinner. Yeah. You can do that. Yeah. You know what I mean? You can eat eggs at any time. And that was the purpose of the campaign.
Right.
I get it. When I try and think about that context and like putting it into this, it's insulting. It's like it's a straight up blatant disrespect of your consumer.
Because I don't know his name, but you would never suggest that your family does this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a snack at best, or it's a breakfast meal at best.
Or she, by the way.
It's a guy. Is it? White male.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I probably should have inferred that.
Yeah. But you would never do that yourself, and you wouldn't suggest for your family to do it.
No.
You guys would not even be in this position.
You would never be in this position.
And so for me, it's like, it's such a misread of the data of like you're looking at, okay, inflation has gone up 25%. Customers can't afford, you know, the meals that they could before. Okay, I have all that data available of like the state of the country and the state of affairs right now. How do I inject my product in here?
Yeah. Let's take it one step further. How can I capitalize on this moment?
Yeah.
This guy fucking calls up the Wendy CEO. It's like, yo, how'd you guys do that dynamic pricing shit? Let me fucking see if I can make that happen on shelf. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
just eat it for dinner. Like, it's like the easiest solution, right? It's like, okay, people don't have money. This thing costs maybe $10 a box. You split that, you know, with a family of four.
Yeah.
It could work.
Do you think like in like, the 30s when they were like going through like the Great Depression. And they're going through all that shit, Kraft Dinner was like, yo, hold up. I think I can fucking get these guys. People bought that shit and people ate that shit because they had nothing left.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's not something you should pride yourself on.
No,
that is not something you should pride yourself on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because the next place to get something like that, like a product like that, is a fucking food bank.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like some people do have to eat cereal for dinner. Some people have to do that.
Yeah.
And that's not something.
A lot of the numbers are showing that many Canadians right now have to rely on food banks.
Yeah.
People that didn't have to do that years ago.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa.
Yeah. People are getting paid potentially in the 50s. In the 50s and 60s for a really, really long time.
Yeah.
And pretending or their leaders are pretending like we're all just living in this like fantasy world that like, you know,
just stop with that Starbucks drink and
you could buy that home and you could do that.
And it's like, bro, it's not possible.
Yeah, it's straight up.
I just want people to I don't know how they would do this with politicians, but like survive for like a month on this particular salary and you can't use any savings. Like do this as a social experiment. Everything will change.
Yeah. I think if you were to get like the top 10 wealthiest people on Bay Street here in Toronto to do an experiment to say, okay, you have to live for a month off of, you know, less than $1,000 a week, way less than $1,000 a week.
Yeah.
And you have to pay for your apartment.
Yeah.
You have to pay for utilities. You have to pay all your bills.
Yeah.
So when you strip that away, you probably have like maybe a couple hundred bucks. Maybe a couple hundred bucks.
God forbid anything happens.
Yeah, seriously.
Emergency fund.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like people are hanging on by a thread. And it's
Car breaks down.
Yeah, exactly.
Someone's in the hospital.
You know,
parking, you know, like all of that, man.
When you look at...
what are you going to do?
When you look at like how artificial this entire scenario is, it goes to show that like there's no hope for humanity. At least in Canada.
Damn.
Like this country is grim, like,
man.
Don't you think? Like,
it's true though.
It's like we've talked about this so much, man, where it's
it's like hitting a bubble.
Yeah.
That feels like something is looming, like something's about to pop.
Something's about to blow up, man. It's like people,
and you feel like you want to be ready for it, but like how do you
what do I prepare for?
Other than just having savings, I guess. You know,
and take advantage in the moment. But I find that like it's really, really depressing to see comments like this being made, and like I think the world just needs less commentary from like people who have money.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
The people need to like there needs to be more stories, and there needs to be more commentary of like the people who like are living paycheck to paycheck barely.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean.
How are they doing it
exactly?
Like, and how do you expect them to survive this way?
Yeah,
You know what I mean? Like, exactly what we were kind of talking about, right? Like, you have the 50K salary, which is, like, maybe $1,000 a week or something like that. Obviously, it's taxed as well, you know?
Of course.
Of course, it's taxed heavily. How are they supposed... I just want someone to break it down to me.
Yeah.
Like, how, genuinely, how are they supposed to survive? Okay, obviously, number one, they wouldn't live downtown because you couldn't afford downtown.
Yep.
Now they got to commute more. They got to spend money and time doing that. Yep. How is someone supposed to live a full, fruitful life, you know, still have their mental health in order, still take care of kids potentially, still take care of their health and wellness, still, you know, have moments of joy to do things to do, you know, to inject that in their life as well, still eat. How is it supposed to happen?
Yeah. And I'm not saying, like,
you know, I don't have the answers.
Exactly. I'm not saying that you have to give people, like, $1 million.
No,
and that's
no,
it. You know what I mean? Because it's like, you know.
Even the, like, concept of cost of living is crazy.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
It just doesn't turn.
Yeah, when you think about it, crazy. It's the most insane thing when you think about it. It's like, okay, like, it's going to cost you this much to, like, literally live.
Live.
You know what I mean?
And don't have any fun because there's no room for that.
If you do that shit right now, if you do that shit,
yeah.
Weed, you know, screwed. You're going to be eating Kellogg's for a fucking week, bro. Man. You're going to be eating Rice Krispies. Which one do you want? You want Rice Krispies or do you want fucking mini wheats?
Yeah, Rice Krispies for dinner, man.
Yeah, like, God, that's crazy, dude.
That's unhealthy. What they expect. Yeah, that's just unhealthy. Yeah, it's not even healthy food.
Like, you know what I mean? And it's also just like Kellogg's CEO suggested families can save money by considering having cereal for dinner. You can also have McDonald's for dinner every single day. It's cheaper to have McDonald's than it is to buy a fucking...
You know. And I don't think you've heard the CEO of McDonald's say that shit.
No. They would if you did, that would be the craziest thing in the world. It would be the most insane thing that you've ever heard.
Yeah.
If a McDonald's CEO said, eat McDonald's because it's cheaper than groceries.
Yeah.
That would be
that campaign would be crazy.
That would be the most insane thing. But, like, McDonald's doesn't do that because we're like, we recognize at least, like, we have, like, a big role to play in all of this.
Yeah, we won't comment on inflation right now. Exactly. Or, you know. Prices. We'll leave that one alone.
It's I don't know, man. I feel like it's something's got to change, and, like, someone's got to do something about this, because it's just like I feel like everything has just kind of gone downhill almost. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everything.
And it's, like, still going.
Yeah. It's still going.
It's still going.
And I just feel bad because there's so many people out there in the world right now that, like, even just in Canada that, like, are wondering the same thing. Like, what do I do? Like, how the fuck do I, like, feed my kids? How do I... Oh, well, then don't have any kids. Okay, well, like, why am I allowing, like, the entire world to dictate how I live my life?
Why should I not be able to do that?
You know what I mean?
It's like, yeah.
It's like you're putting principle and you're putting, like, money and capitalism over, like, the reason why we're here in the first place. You know what I mean?
On this earth.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, man, I can't help that I was born here.
Yeah.
I can't help the fact that, like, I have kids to raise. I can't help the fact that, like, I have shit that I need to, like, manage for myself. Like, it's just...
You just got to figure it out, Mallory.
Exactly.
That's what they say. Just figure it out, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this episode has been, as I branded, The War on Poor People Continues. Yep. And we'll put that shit in the title. And maybe it's been a little bit grim, but I think it's been, like, a real conversation, at least. That a lot of people... Like, I have these combos with my other friends as well, right? Like, a lot of people are talking about this stuff. I don't really know what the solution is because we're not in a place to make those decisions, right? But again, it just feels like something's looming. It feels like you got to be prepared. You got to prepare for something, but we don't know what it is.
Exactly.
A lot of people are even leaving the country, to be honest. Like,
yeah.
It's crazy right now, right?
Yeah.
The most slander I've ever heard about Canada in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And a lot of it's true.
For good reason. That was episode 3.
But yo, that's episode 3.
You know,
season 6, man.
Hopefully, you know, you enjoyed our commentary here.
Yeah.
I think what we try to do is we make light of the tough situations, but, you know,
straight up.
Shout outs to everyone who's just trying to get by right now. You know, we'll see what happens in the future. But thanks so much for listening to the episode. Stay tuned for some more great content. Obviously, if you had a problem you loved or you had a challenge for anything that we said in this episode,
let's talk
about it
in
the comment section. Hit us up. But thank you and have a good morning, afternoon, evening, and good night.
Enjoy some Kellogg's.
Peace.